You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today is that hard talk day when I talk about four hard to swallow pills. I used to make these posts back in the day. I used to get a lot of people messaging me back and saying, oh, that's not nice, that's not nice. But it's true. So let's talk about some hard to swallow pills. If you want to, please share this podcast with someone that is stuck in life, that's trying to build a business, or they simply just want to get better at what they do. I'll love you for it. They will love you for it, and we'll all grow together as a unit. So point number one, the business world is becoming more and more competitive. Guys, I started my online business in 2015, I believe, so about 5 years soon. And back then, I'm not going to lie, things were a lot easier than now. I mean, like selling on Amazon, it was just as easy as picking up any product that had a bit of demand, putting it online and watch your bank account grow. And nowadays there are so many moving parts, so many software pieces that you have to buy and always monitor and just like make sure that nobody is stealing your listing, hijacking your listing. But that's just one example. But even for my digital marketing agency, I used to be one of the only people in Toronto that used to have a digital marketing agency. And now look, there's probably like tens, if not hundreds of people that are doing a similar thing that I am. So with that said, does that mean that you have to stop? Absolutely not. It just means that you have to go harder, just 10x your effort, do everything in your power to stay on top, and your business will grow a lot more than any other business around you, trust me. So when you're talking about competition, you just want to smash your competition, be so ahead that your competition doesn't even consider you part of their competition, all right? Point number two, your job will likely be gone in 20 years. So the reason why I'm saying this is because a lot of people my age, and I'm gonna date myself here, I'm 33 going for 34 in 1 month, a lot of people my age, they're still stuck in this mentality that will have their job for the rest of their lives. Chances are that's not the case, guys, unless you have some specific job, like, I don't know, a doctor or a pilot or something like that. Most jobs will be automated, so you might as well go for being an entrepreneur or go for being self-employed, because when you're an entrepreneur, you're self-employed, you're going to be able to be very swift. You can change careers or you can change a line of work much faster, much easier. And if you build a personal brand, you're not going to worry about always rebranding yourself. You can simply just bring to the attention of your new clients the fact that you've been in business for a very long time, you've been very successful. People can Google your name, will know who you are, and will trust you no matter what you are doing. Point number three. Your savings account is not a good place to store your money. Guys, money is fake. Money has no value whatsoever. If you buy things with money, investments, properties, assets, that's going to be the real deal. You want to have positive cash flow coming in all the time. And unfortunately, a savings account is not that at all. You're probably going to get some interest, but believe it or not, the interest that you will get yearly is actually lower than what the money, the price of money is growing. I mean, I'm actually just simply talking about inflation. Inflation is going to go up, generally speaking, about 2% a year, and your savings account is not growing that much. So basically, when you put your money in your savings account, it's actually becoming smaller and smaller. The amount or the purchasing power of those dollars will be smaller and smaller. So please learn how to invest your money. I'm not talking about stocks necessarily. I'm talking about just reinvesting money into knowledge, in your business, into assets, anything that will bring you value in the long run. Now, point number four, your degree will be obsolete soon unless you keep on learning new skills. Guys, I have a degree in international business, and I can tell you for a fact that what I've learned in 20, what was it, 09, I think I graduated. Most of it is obsolete. Of course, some laws and stuff like that is still valid, but the bulk of the things that I've learned is not valid anymore. So for that reason, in order for me to run a successful business, I always have to go back to buying online courses, get mentorship. Well, I mean, there are so many different things that you can do after you graduate, but you have to do them if you want to stay on top of these changes and come up on top as an entrepreneur, or just even if you want a promotion, right? So your knowledge is out there. All you need to do is just make sure that you take the time to take these courses, learn the knowledge, upgrade your skills, and you'll be fine. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. And until next time, up your game.